Is it 220? Yes, it is. So we'll go to item 1348, please.
Accept the year three bond
Everett.
Oversight Committee report on the $68 million Parks 2014 general obligation bond.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, the $68 million park replacement bond passed in 2014. With Commissioner Fritz's guidance over the last 3 years, the program has completed urgent repairs in parks, community centers, and in facilities throughout the city. As the new Parks Commissioner in charge, I look forward to continuing this good work. A five-person oversight, a bond oversight committee, was established by City Council to provide oversight of the bond. Each year, the committee prepares a report. The report includes independent research and analysis and provides program evaluation and recommendations. We're pleased to be to welcome this afternoon Janice Mason, the newest member of the Bond Oversight Committee, who will present her findings, and Robin Laughlin, Portland Parks and Recreation Bond Program Manager, is also with us here today. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, City Commissioners Boudelet and Fritz, and, well, Fritz is not here, Saltzman. Again, my name is Janice Mason, and I am Commissioner Fritz's appointee from earlier this year, and I represent the five-person Parks Bond Oversight Committee. Today, I'll provide a summary of our annual report. The charge of the committee is to review the progress of the Portland Parks and Recreation Bond projects using three objectives as our focus. The three are objective one, adherence to the language of the bond. Objective two, maintain fiscal accountability. And objective three, be transparent with the community in our efforts. For objective one, the committee believes that the deliverables were met based on promises contained in the language of the voters' pamphlet. By close of the third year, 13 phase one projects were completed, increasing the total completed bond projects to 21. There are 31 projects underway and at various stages that included needed facility repairs, improvements, safety, and accessibility-related projects. A few of these completed projects now open to the public include the Matt Dishman Swimming Pool, repairs at the Pioneer Courthouse Square, and new handrails for safety at the Mount Tabor Park, to name just a few of them. We believe that the bond deliverables are adhering to the language of the bond. For objective two, the committee believes that bond dollars have clear and separate and are separately traced, which ensures the integrity and accuracy of the financial statements. The administrative costs are well below the 10% total budget goal and are in fact 5.1%, and a separate tracking system is accessible to all staff. The current economic situation is impacting project bidding. Rising construction costs and a tight labor market presents a challenge for project budgets. The committee encourages the parks to continue to separate some projects into smaller projects for contract utilization with small, disadvantaged, minority, and women-owned businesses for professional services and construction. The bond's project utilization of these types of firms and companies were reported at the end of the fiscal year were 34% for businesses and professional services and 46% in construction. For objective three, we define it as acting in a way that promotes equity, participation, accountability, and engenders trust. Being transparent with the community and valuing community input helps build trust in the $68 million program. In the third year of the bond program, numerous park openings were celebrated with activities such as free lessons before the ribbon cutting at the Argay tennis courts and others. There were 30 open houses at PAC meetings and other community meetings, and the Parks Communications has also utilized online comments, forms, email notices, Nextdoor app, and the parks monitored Facebook account to engage with the community. The Bond Oversight Committee previously recommended strategic public outreach with metrics on the communication and transparency. Questionnaire surveys were distributed by print, web, email, and social media channels in English and Spanish. And highlights from the survey are, it revealed that 83% of people surveyed had heard about the park's replacement bond. 42% agreed more social media would improve transparency. 56% would like to hear more about the bond program by email newsletter. And 45% rated the bond transparency as good or very good. This ends my remarks for the annual report for the Parks Oversight Committee, and we believe that the objectives and promises to voters continue to be maintained. Thank you for your time. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank my fellow Bond Oversight Committee members, Jonas Cullen, Ken Richardson, Zari Santner, and Karen Loper-Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Robin, do you have anything to add?
I don't. Just wanted to be here if you had any extra questions about this report or where we're headed in the coming years.
So. Well, I'm sorry Commissioner Fritz isn't here to take a bow. She was the leader of this particular Parks Bond effort. This is the third annual report. We really appreciate, Janice, you taking the time to share the report with us. And now I'll see if there are any questions from my colleagues.
Well, I just have a comment, and the comment is, number one, I appreciate the structure so that we do have this independent oversight, and we do have people looking at the fiscal accountability and making sure that we are living up to the obligations of what was promised to the voters when they agreed to have us issue the bonds in the first place. Just in terms of adherence to the language of the bond, the fiscal accountability, the public transparency, you're doing everything that I would hope and expect. And I want to thank you for the report itself. The report, I think, is very, very easy for people to be able to understand. So it's not just good for us, but it's good for the public at large. And I would encourage people, if they'd like to see this report, to look it up. Where does it currently reside? Does it reside on the Parks Bureau website, or where could somebody find this report if they were interested?
After today's report to council, we'll be posting it on the Parks Replacement Bond at portlandparks.org.
Portlandparks.org.
Parks Replacement. Maya's got the best memory on that one. Thank you.
Could you repeat that on the record, please?
Parksreplacementbond.org.
Fantastic. I'm sure.
And there is a link from the Portland Parks website to that site.
Yeah, great. And for people who can't see it right now, there's also some really great photographs of some of the more recent investments. So it's worth a look.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
One other comment, Mayor. I was struck by the 42% of people surveyed, and I know this is not scientific survey, agreed that more social media would improve transparency. I have to observe that this is the week that Merritt Paulson, the owner of the Timbers, publicly canceled his Twitter account, because he decided that it was more trouble than it was worth. And also with the almost daily disclosures about the cavalier attitude of Facebook in dealing with people's private data and information, I think there's probably going to be a pendulum here where people are less and less inclined to use Facebook because they don't trust what's going to happen to their data. So if social media becomes less trusted, then we're going to have to find other ways of getting the word out. One thing I do know is that the Parks Bureau has put together an extraordinary email list, and I think the number is close to 100,000 addresses. So they're clearly able to communicate with a lot of people. It is the great challenge, though, of our work. At a time when the media landscape is very fractured, and by that I mean there's lots of players, but not many of them have great reach, so people get their information customized from all kinds of sources. And then just the busy lives that people live, how do you communicate with people? And how do you do it in a way that's welcome? You know, I make the mistake every once in a while of signing up, of saying yes when I buy something online, that I'll accept emails, and I get a daily email from some company. And after a while, it's like, enough already. So finding the sweet spot where we are communicating with our key stakeholders, which is the people we serve, in a way that works for them with high-level messages using new technology. That's the challenge. Mm-hmm. And clearly, government has a long way to go before we get it right, but we're trying. But I want to echo what the mayor said. I like the user-friendly nature of this report, and there were a number of things in here that were helpful to me as the new commissioner in charge, and I learned some things. So thank you very much for your service.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Any further business? I don't know if Commissioner Udaly is
She's disconnected.
She is disconnected. Oh, please call the roll.
Fish.
I just want to say for the record, Commissioner Udaly is very connected to her work here, Mayor. Rather unseemly to take a shot like that when she's not here to defend herself. But I want to thank the Bond Oversight Committee, Zeri Santner, Janice Mason, Jonathan Cologne, Karen Loper-Tracy, and Ken Richardson. I want to thank the professionals that administer the fund, all the folks at PPNR whose job it is to spend the money, and they've been doing a great job in very challenging circumstances, particularly with the cost of materials going up for a variety of reasons. And I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for her leadership in bringing the bond to fruition so that we have these dollars to spend. Thanks to everybody. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, good job. It's a great report, and it looks like things are getting done, and happy to hear your administrative cost is less than the cap. 5.1% is much better than 10%.
Yes.
So that means more dollars for more parks things. So please support this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Oh, I'm very happy to support this. Thanks for your great work. Thanks for bringing in the report today. Well done. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.